Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to Got Invention Radio. I'd like to thank our special partner, Inventors Digest Magazine, the nation's longest-running web and print publication for inventors. And if you haven't already done so, please subscribe at www.inventorsdigest.com. Tonight we have two special guests from ThomasNet. We have Brendan O'Connell, the Director of Web Operations, and Paul Gerbino. He's the publisher of ThomasNet News. And we had some great information the first round. I'd like to open up the phone line, if that's okay with both Brendan and Paul.
Is that right? That's fantastic, Brian.
Super. I'm going to give the phone number out. 1-877-474-3302. Are you an inventor and not sure what to do next? How to use ThomasNet? We got a little taste of it from the beginning, and obviously you can navigate through the website on your own, but we have our guests here tonight that will be able to help you out. You can also email me your questions or comments, as you've been doing, actually, to brian@gotinvention.com, and I'll be happy to share your question with them. Okay, so, Paul, maybe you can help us out in this regard and tell us about ThomasNet News and how this part of the inventor process can help us.
Well, absolutely. Again, as Brian said, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to your audience. You know, ThomasNet News, and really to help you understand why we do what we do, you know, just about everybody has gadget envy. You know, they want to know what the latest and greatest is. And what we do is deliver news on the latest new products in the marketplace. We will probably today the largest collection of industrial products and service news on the web. Inventors love it because it helps them stay abreast of, you know, what's going on. What new technologies are being developed? How are people innovating to solve problems? It's also a place to promote your product. You know, one of the things that inventors will eventually have to do is once they've gotten their prototype and once they're ready to go to market, is they're going to need to reach out to the marketplace, communicate about what, you know, makes their product unique, what makes their product, something that the market needs. So, you know, news services like ThomasNet News are a great place to, you know, develop, you know, you write your press release and you submit them and it gets distributed to the marketplace.
Okay. Who actually is reading the press releases that go through ThomasNet?
Well, you know, the audience is varied. You've got engineers, you've got purchasing people, you've got heads of companies. Basically, people. The individuals, I mean, you even have marketers who are trying to find new products out there that they can sell. You know, it's amazing how many times, you know, I'll hear that, somebody introduced a new product in the marketplace and a distributor contacts them because they want to distribute it in their state.
That's excellent.
So really, it really fills the gamut. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying that's great. That's, you create a buzz about your product.
Well, and it really goes to, you know, what inventors need to do, you know, they need two things. You know, they need access to information. And really what Brendan was really talking about was the ability to access information to help you get to the next step, to help you discover, you know, who can help you bring product to market, who can help you prototype something, you know, who makes the component that you need to make this invention work. And then, you know, they need to be able to deliver information.
Okay.
Right, you know, because eventually they want to excite people. They want to create a buzz. They want to tell people why this product can solve problems and that people need to buy it.
Okay, that's
so
very interesting.
So the newsroom provides, you know, that opportunity to for companies and inventors to deliver their information into the marketplace through a simple form press release.
That's very interesting, and through that you have. Blogs and different things that people are able to connect up with as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, probably the first blog in the industrial marketplace was Industry Market Trends, which we launched on January 18th, 2005. And I remember the very first story we wrote, it was a story entitled Brazing versus Welding. Now, you know, I'm a sales guy, so I'm not much of a technician, but when I read it, you know, my eyes blazed over because, you know, I don't understand brazing or welding. But within 24 hours, we had 8 comments to the story. We had engineers and welders arguing whether to use flux or no flux, or, you know, which technology is better for the other thing. And interestingly enough, on March 30th, we actually did a story on how to make the most of your invention. So I invite any of your listeners to go to thomasnet.com, click on the link on the top right-hand side called Product News, find industrial market trends, and either use the calendar to go back to March 30th or search for how to make the most of your inventions, and you'll see a great story there.
Well, that's excellent. You know what, Paul? You're doing a fantastic job with all the information that inventors can have. All these resources right on ThomasNet with promoting your product, and I mean just the whole resource of information that you could get from there. And I want to bring Brendan back for a moment.
Hi.
I want to ask you. So how is ThomasNet all about accessing and delivering information? I mean, how can I bring my product to market?
That's a great question. So what if you're in a situation where maybe you're a home-based designer and you had a product and you submitted it to QVC or something and they were pleased with the design and they wanted more quantity, right?
Right, right.
Like how do I find or work with a manufacturer? What are you going to do? And I'm quoting a Bloomberg Businessweek article that was asking about that. So one of the things you could do is license the design to a manufacturer, right? So how would you find the right manufacturer to license to, right? So you take your product, you go to ThomasNet, you could filter it by manufacturer, then you could take a look at their details, you know, how long have they been in business, how are their sales, take a good dive into their catalog, their website, you know, are they a reputable online business, maybe they're the ones. A lot of them even have inventor sections that I've seen that talk to the inventing community about what they can do.
Well, that's fantastic.
Another solution might be to look for a partner, right? And you could use ThomasNet to go look for a partner. Maybe you could have them make them and distribute them. Or, you know, you've lots of options there.
You're talking about... I have the idea, and I connect up with the manufacturer and kind of partner up together?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of manufacturers. You know, these are difficult times, and manufacturers are always looking for new ideas.
Right.
In fact, we have a story about a company called Flex Products. Now, they had a pet company that contacted them, a major pet chain, and they needed a container that would keep crickets alive while shipping them to their pet stores, you know, crickets or lizards, food for lizards, etc. Flex invented the product, designed a special container with holes not so big as the crickets would jump out, and Flex were found by the pet company searching on ThomasNet.
It's very interesting. I have a quick question here from a guest. I think this is an appropriate time to ask. I have Christian Graham. Brian, can ThomasNet help me find a company that would be interested in my idea? I think an industrial flange... I think that FLANGE can plunge the oil gusher in the Gulf. So basically I want the listeners out there to understand at this point, ThomasNet can be a tremendous asset and resource for you if you're interested or bringing it up to a point of prototyping it and also getting some information on manufacturing, how much manufacturing is going to cost. And then at that point, if you want to bring it to a potential licensee that's a manufacturer with distribution in the retail, that's when something – that's called licensing. So somebody that might be interested in the idea – yeah, they might be interested in the idea if they're a manufacturer, they want to partner up or they want to help with distributing it. And, you know, it could go either way. It could go from the manufacturer side with ThomasNet or further beyond that with a potential licensee.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. But either of you have any comment on that?
Well, no, absolutely. The you know, it's a good idea to contact the VP of marketing or research or development for each of those companies. And in your call, you know, ask them if you could send a short proposal about your idea, et cetera.
It's very good. So, Paul, with ThomasNet News, with market research and finding new products that are coming out and basically, you know, there's resources on ThomasNet for it. Can you just help me understand it a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think one of the things that every inventor should do is make sure they're finding out what's new in the industries that they're trying to reach or they're trying to invent for. So, for example, you know, we have a newsletter called Product News Alerts. And here's where you as a subscriber can choose your areas of interest. So you may be interested in adhesives and sealants and test and measurement instruments. You can really create your own custom information source that'll give you all the latest information on new products that are being introduced into the marketplace so that you can get ideas. You can see what's happening. You can see where your product may be able to fit in and solve certain problems. You know, we also have industry market trends, which is the, you know, the newsletter and blog that where that story about how to make the most out of your invention came from.
Right.
Where you can be on top of the latest opinions and what's going on in the marketplace so that you, you know, you're well aware of where your opportunities are. And then of course there's opportunities to create a buzz of what you're doing by promoting, you know, through press releases, your new invention, your new product, and really to roll it out into the marketplace.
Absolutely. That's very, very important. You have to create that buzz, whether you're in sales or trying to get to the next level and speak to investors and all that kind of stuff. It just really, you have to build that up. Absolutely. Brandon, I want to just get back to you for a moment.
Sure.
Actually, you know what? Maybe we'll start off with the questions in segment three, because we're just coming to an end with segment two, and I don't want to cut you short.
Well, take your time, whatever you want to ask, Ryan. I'm
super.
Here to help.
So far, so good. We're getting some great feedback from our listeners out there. They're playing around, and they're actually navigating through ThomasNet as we're having our discussion tonight. So we'll be back with segment three in a few moments. We have our guest from ThomasNet.com on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back in a few moments.
Voodoo Lounge.
Come see Vegas from our point of view.
Ride the glass elevators 51 stories above the strip to the peak of the Rio All-Suite Hotel and Casino.
Find yourself in a spell as we take you inside the Voodoo Lounge.
World champion bartenders flare up your favorite potion.
Perhaps our signature smoking witch doctor will be perfect to accompany you outside to the most incredible, breathtaking view of Vegas.
Gorgeous voodoo dolls dance in their cages to help you get your groove on while you make your way down the winding stairway to the VIP couches.
Listen, dance, chill, and groove to the hottest DJs spinning the top 40 old-school hip-hop mashup and house for your one-of-a-kind local experience.
For VIP reservations, call 777-6875. 777-6875.
Open nightly, and local ladies are always free. Voodoo Lounge,
only at the Rio All Suites Hotel and Casino.
The bottom line is social media can add to your bottom line. This is Angie Swartz, host of Twitter Talk Radio. To learn how social media can work for you, log on to freesocialmedianewsletter.com. Receive regular, short, helpful tips that will show you how social media can take your company to the next level. It is absolutely free and worth every penny. That is freesocialmedianewsletter.com. freesocialmedianewsletter.com.
Hey, this is Brandy Blanton, publisher of Southern Exposure Magazine. As a business owner, I'm always looking for ways to cut costs. And there's one expense that can almost always be reduced, your cell phone bill. How much are you paying for employee cell phones and service? Most companies are spending 10 to 60% more than they should be. Call NationLink Wireless to find out if your business is one of them. Ask NationLink for an audit of your cell phone expenses. Their experts are up to date on all wireless offerings and rate plans. And they'll do three things for you. One, they'll review each line item on your monthly bill. Two, they'll identify any unnecessary spending. And three, they'll report back to you with the best carrier and rate plan based on your current usage. A typical savings around 27%. There's really no downside. If they don't save you money, it's free. If they do, their fee is based on your savings. Call NationLink now at 567-2222 to schedule your bill audit. That's 567-2222. NationLink Wireless, making wireless easy.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.